From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP says early test results from its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico are not cause for alarm, but not cause for celebration either. Scientists plan to spend today studying what's happening in the well now that the flow of oil has stopped. NPR's Richard Harris has the latest.
The test was designed to build pressure up inside the well so BP can evaluate what shape it's in. The pressure results fall into a gray area, not so low as to be alarming, but not high enough to be completely reassuring. So it will take more analysis yet before BP and the government decide whether to leave the well shut or whether to open it up again. If the valves are opened, more oil will spill into the Gulf of Mexico until BP can gear up production on oil-collecting ships. That would probably take several days. BP has surveyed the seafloor for any signs of oil leakage around the well and through the sediment. They say they have not found anything of concern. Richard Harris, NPR News.
President Obama, meanwhile, says he's optimistic about the latest oil leak developments, but he cautions the public not to get too far ahead of themselves.
Our scientists and outside experts have met through the night and continue this morning to analyze the data from the well integrity test. What they're working to determine is whether we can safely shut in the well using the new cap without creating new problems, including possibly countless new oil leaks in the seafloor.
It's uncertain how much oil has already spilled into the Gulf, but the amount is estimated to be in the millions of gallons since April's deadly rig explosion. Hundreds of federal agents are conducting the biggest Medicare fraud takedown in U.S. history. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports dozens of people have been indicted.
Attorney General Eric Holder and Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced charges against 94 people in four different cities. The defendants allegedly tried to bill the federal Medicare program for more than $250 million in false claims. Law enforcement officers round up people in Miami, Baton Rouge, Brooklyn, and Detroit. Fighting Medicare fraud is one of the government's top enforcement priorities. Prosecutors are charging doctors, healthcare company owners, and patients who lie about their need for treatment. The schemes take different forms across the country. Some involve phony billing for HIV/AIDS treatment. Others want the government to pay for expensive wheelchairs, equipment, or home health care that's not really needed. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
At least 30 people are confirmed dead from a hotel fire in northern Iraq. More than 20 people were injured. Authorities in Sulaymaniyah say many of the victims were foreigners. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but an electrical short circuit is suspected. Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones down more than 200 points to 10,159. You're listening to NPR News. A crowded shopping district in Pakistan's Khyber region is the scene of a deadly attack today. A bomb exploded in the bazaar, killing as many as 10 people, including children. NPR's Julie McCarthy says Khyber is a strategic hotspot for Islamist militants.
Khyber is part of the tribal region that lies along the Afghan border. One of the major supply routes for NATO troops next door in Afghanistan runs through it, and therefore the U.S. is intensely concerned about security there. Pakistan's military has mounted several operations in Khyber to drive out Taliban and other Islamist extremists. Authorities say Friday's bombing was triggered by a timed device planted in a ditch in a crowded market where people buy and sell used cars. Officials describe the area as a stronghold of Lashkar-e-Islam, a homegrown group that has carried out kidnappings, shootings, and attacks in Khyber. Yesterday, in the first U.S. drone missile strike in Pakistan's tribal areas in more than 2 weeks, between 5 and 14 militants were killed. But the figure is impossible to verify because the region is so inaccessible. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A typhoon is bearing down on southern China, shutting down travel across the region. Storm landed on Hainan Island Friday night local time. Authorities canceled flights and shut down ferry services. Xinhua News Agency reports tens of thousands of people in Hainan and surrounding areas have been evacuated. The storm left a trail of destruction in the Philippines, where 39 people were killed when the storm hit yesterday. Dozens more are still missing. U.S. stocks continue to lose ground. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 199 points at 10,160. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.